It's like a ticking clock every time that you fall. But out from the ground, my truth be told. And when it comes to me, I'll let you know. And don't be just my luck, an Irish rose in a drinking hole. I played a thousand one shows, and what you need is to just go home. And when it comes to
But other than that, you can sit. So I hope the people who are sitting are happy. Are you happy, seated people? Is there a boo in there? This year on guitar is Gord Tuff. And then my platonic soulmate, no sex involved, Mr. Jim Bryson. And I tell you, I picked two of the perfect guys from Canada to tour with because Jim just got off maternity leave and he has a new baby. So like, she's young enough that he can go away for a couple weeks at a time. And Gord has two young girls who are old enough that they'll be okay if he... I asked him how old his girls were and he told me, 7 and 9, is that right? 6 and 9. I said, oh, the perfect age for you to start touring with me again. And he said, okay, maybe. So thanks for coming tonight, and we're going to play some songs. And feel free to drink, or sit, or shout, or heckle, or none of the above.
tell me you're too tired. 10 years I've been working. Don't tell me you're too tired. 10 years I've been working. This is not my town, it'll never be. This is our apartment filled with your things. This is your life, I'll get copy keys. And your child pours a little smile and hold it a little while for you. And you try not a little pain for the things I can't explain to you. Thank you.
You've got me feeling a brand new way. But please don't let this be just summer love. I used to play this game in the middle lane. It has them all on the inside. Please don't let this be summer love. Cause I wanna stay. Please don't let this be here. I recall very clearly that someone had sent some cookies, and they were Marty McSorley and Wayne Gretzky cookies, and they were the coolest thing, and I threw them out, gave a couple away, and wow, they were pretty special. Since the time I've been here, I met one of Boston's own famous hockey players. I was on the streets of Montreal with another Canadian musician. And this Cadillac with Massachusetts plates was tearing down the street. It squealed to the side. The guy got out of his car, and when it shook my friend's hand, he was like, "Hi, my name's Chris Nyland." I was like, "Holy shit, you've had your face rearranged a few times." That was my inside voice. But what a guy. I won't elaborate on some of the things that came out of his mouth, but yeah, I guess teeth were a few, weren't they? But later on that evening, we made plans to get together for a drink, and he'd already had about 80. And I thought it was my real opportunity to get a behind-the-scenes you know, story about his time in the NHL. And of course, I've written the song, and people always ask me what it's like to kiss Marty McSorley, and I can tell you it's nice, but it'd be nicer if he wasn't married, and myself as well, and there weren't lights, and it wasn't the 18th take, and frankly, you know, I think he was underplaying it. He was a little worried. I didn't get any tongue. I got no extra stuff out of Marty McSorley, but I was very excited to meet Chris Nyland, and yeah. The story does resolve itself. And so I was having a drink with Chris Nyland, and I don't think he looked at my face once. And I said, Chris, I'd love to hear a story. Do you have any great stories about Marty McSorley? And he got his, you know, face, he was grinning the whole time because he was looking down there. And his face totally changed when I asked him that story. When it was like dark, the darkness fell, the curtain had fallen. I said, do you have any good stories about Marty McSorley? He was like, you mean about, like, the time I rearranged his fucking face? I was like, don't worry about it. Check, please. This is a song I wrote about my beautiful friend here, Jim Bryson. It's called I Make the Dough, You Get the Blood.
You make me.
regarding that song and my relationship with Jim Bryson, there was a reporter who was doing a story about songs and duets and things like that, call and answer songs, and he called Jim and asked him, you know, I get that she makes the dough, you know, I get that part. I'm trying to figure out what kind of glory you've been getting. And so Jim has prepared a response song to I Make the Dough, You Get the Glory.
It was written by a fine fellow that lives in Prince Edward Island named Andy Sloan. Empty walls remind me of my past. At what point did our life become a half-empty glass? Well, I don't know. There was a time when you and I were lovers, exchanging rings and precious things and swearing off others, but that's the past. Now, you and your lawyers in your penthouse apartments, and me in my one room shack. It's a matter of fact. You got the diamonds, baby, and I got the shaft. So many things, like a bird, life twists and turns, and crashes and burns. But on days like this, it sometimes even sinks. And I may be free, but I've got no will to fly. Like a canary in a coal mine, I've got my sights set indoors with these black eyes. Now, you and your lawyers in your penthouse apartments, and me in my one room shack. It's a matter of fact. But you got the diamonds, baby, and I got the shaft.
Turned up dead. Thank you.
United States of Canada, yes, it's almost. The border of the United States and Canada is a interesting and unpredictable place. And my last border crossing, about 2 weeks ago, we pulled up, we were driving through the border at Buffalo, and it was busy. We picked a line, we stuck with our line, and we got the new guy. And he didn't seem to care that we were musicians so much because our paperwork was in order. What he really didn't like was that we had t-shirts in our trailer. And to be fair, most of the time it's a very, very easy process. But the new guy was very, very upset about our t-shirts, and he didn't like the paperwork we had with us. So we got sent to like level 2, go to the side. So we pull over, we go into the building we're instructed to enter. And we get level 2 of assholedom. And to be fair, these guys are just doing their job, but you know, there's a little thing called discretion, and everybody knows that these boys have all the power in the world to use their own discretion, and somehow t-shirts are like fucking national security. So whatever, you know, my t-shirts are made in the US, they're fucking protectionists, so I can sell them here. Just kidding. Show's over, gotta run. So anyway, the guy is wondering what we're doing in his office. What are you here for? Why are you here? We have t-shirts, sir. T-shirts in our trailer. Well, what do you mean you have t-shirts? Well, we have t-shirts. Well, what do you do? Well, I'm a musician. I'm a recording artist. I play concerts in the United States. And at these concerts, I sell t-shirts, sir. Well, what's your name? My name is Kathleen Edwards. I've never heard of you. Okay. I said, my ego is perfectly intact, sir. Thinking that maybe he would enjoy that kind of humor, but he did not. Well, have you ever been on American Idol? I am not shitting you. I'm like, fuck, you have, what the fuck does my passport say? That was my inside voice. My outside voice said, no, sir, I haven't been on American Idol. How come? Because I'm more talented, sir. Well, he didn't like that joke either. In fact, it was going downhill pretty fast. But music is one of those things, once you find somebody's button, oh boy, there's no stopping me. And he said to me, he really fucking let down his guard. He said, he said first, he's like, he was really upset that I said I was more talented. He said, oh, what are you saying? Carrie Underwood's not talented? He's like, Government B's not talented. He's saying that Bo Bice ain't talented. I'm like, well, oh, you're kind of right. I only listen to country music. I'm like, really? Fucking shocker. Sir, do you like Willie Nelson? Oh, I just love Willie Nelson. Well, I opened for Willie Nelson. I opened for him for 3 weeks, and I sat on his bus. Didn't tell him what I did on it. Sat on his bus. I sang on stage every night with him. And then I got asked to play Farm Aid because of Willie Nelson. Well, see ya. And as I was leaving, I asked him if he'd ever been on fucking Willie Nelson's bus when he came over the border. Said how close he checked that puppy out. Customs guy who only listens to country music. No lie, I have no doubt he likes the Merle Haggard. used to be.
Thank you. Scared tonight.
situated until I came. And we sang your favorite hymns and we held your hand. And you took your final breath in the blizzard. But I've never seen a person die before. I tried so hard not to cry, you know. Well, maybe sometimes it could have just ourselves. The way puts out the record of that came out this year, the Alison Krauss and Robert Plant album. They won 6 Grammys this year. They're an indie label. They've been doing it for a long fucking time, and I won't say that I wasn't born by the time I started the label. But a well-deserved success in difficult times for the music business, for great people who really deserve it. So this song goes out to them. ways to make you sorry. Start my life with someone else. I got ways to make you fall. Tell you all the things that I lied about. Ways to make you mad. Laughing at the girls if you know you're loud. I got ways to make you sing my songs. Won't even get. Thank you. want me to, is that unexpected? Okay. Okay, well, this is a new song, if that's okay.
Going down in the same town, down the same street, to the same bar.
sick of consequences and look on your face. I'm so tired of playing defense, I don't even have hockey skates. It's a pretty scary thing to book a gig in a club or in a city that you don't live or people you don't know. And I'm so true, like this isn't a load of horseshit, although I am drinking, but I am truly very grateful that people bought tickets to my show tonight. I know half of you are on the guest list, but the other half of you, I would like to thank you very much for buying a ticket, because I know that it's, you know, a tough time, and I know people are being frugal, and I know that it's a little freaky out there, and I know there are a lot of shows you could go to, and I really am so deeply honored that you came to my show. I never know if it's gonna fucking happen or not. So cheers to you. Thank you very much. This song, I left it till the end so you couldn't leave and get a refund. Mine too. Josie's on a vacation. I know, right? Ladies like this song. So many things that I don't want to say. You know I like my friends a little bit older. I just want to use you tonight.
I know it's been a while since we've all been alone, but I cannot hide the way that I happen to be feeling. And that's a baby, please, would you close the door? I'm gonna get what I told you.
Just cause you never left it as a minute.
And then you showed me to cry out
loud. I just wanna use you tonight. Thank you, Megan, for opening the show. Thanks for coming. Really, thank you so much for coming.